This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're talking to the olive oil hunter, T.J. Robinson. He goes hither and thither and yon in search of the highest quality olive oils, the freshest, most radiant flavors, delivering the most in the way of polyphenol benefits that we know olive oil delivers. And T.J., I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the problems with the olive oil industry, because it's really been highlighted in the media over the past couple of years that there's some real supply chain issues with olive oil, and you may be getting poor quality olive oil, you may be getting adulterated olive oil, you may be getting olive oil that's been sitting there too long and has experienced deterioration or rancidity. What are some of the issues?
Absolutely. There are definitely supply chain issues. Most olive oil, so it kind of starts back at what is produced in America versus what is not. So less than 5% of the olive oil that we consume in America is actually produced here. The other 95% is imported from other places around the world that maybe doesn't have the exact standards that we may have in America. So there's a that's part of it. The other part of it is Americans, most of us don't really know what to look for and actually how to tell the difference. So some people would say that we've been the dumping ground for the world, bad olive oil as American consumers.
I used to buy my rule of thumb was to buy the fanciest and most expensive olive oil. Is it true or false? Best designed bottle, the most appealing label. Is that a good way to go?
No. I mean, we've all been duped by the fancy bottles and nice labels. And sometimes you can buy wine that way, but not olive oil. Because, no, you can definitely be duped that way. And especially if you're buying in a clear bottle, that's something you would never want to do because light destroys olive oil along with temperature. You definitely don't want to buy olive oil that's been sitting in a hot shop for months.
But you have no way of knowing because it could be in the course of transport, it could be sitting on a pallet, you know, on a New York City sidewalk when the temperature is, 92 degrees. I mean, there's no way of knowing.
That's true. Absolutely. And also, most importantly, looking at freshness and trying to find a harvest date. I mean, they've been very tricky in how they put expiration dates on the bottles way, way in advance. Olive oil is a healthy fat. I mean, I think, you know, replacing something like a corn oil in your diet with olive oil, any olive oil, I think would probably result in some health benefit. You could correct me, you're more the health guy, but the expert, actually. To get the full benefits, and I like what you said, all the dividends from like really great olive oil, you have to find something that's super high quality and super fresh. So definitely be looking for harvest dates and don't be fooled by the best used by date because a lot of times they neglect to put on the pressing date and will just use the best used by. I think also shopping online, you can have a bit more control because you can read reviews. You can definitely grocery stores and health food stores sometimes will buy large inventories to get discounts. So they'll buy them and hold them for a long time without rotating the stock. Olive oil isn't really treated like a fresh fruit product by most supermarkets and health food stores. So definitely maybe checking out some online sources could be great. Definitely not in a clear bottle, because light quickly degrades the olive oil. Some of the other things you could do is sample olive oil. There are olive oil shops in which you can walk into and actually taste the oils before you buy them. And in the last segment, we talked about what you need to look for when you're tasting an olive oil, how you evaluate it.
Indeed. But there's an even more sinister aspect to this, because really, and we have to say this, unfortunately, there's an element of organized crime involved in transport and adulteration and counterfeiting of olive oil. You know, it was just a big bust here in New York, and you know, it's traditional in mob movies. You know, like, so what business is your family in? Oh, we're in the olive oil importation business. You know, and you know, unfortunately, there's some true aspect to that, is that there really is fraud, outright fraud.
Absolutely. There was a great article, it's been quite a few years ago, in the New Yorker by a gentleman, a journalist named Tom Mueller, and a follow-up book called Extra Virginity, which is a great read, and really talks about the slippery business of olive oil and the history behind the olive oil trade and some of the duping that's been involved. But I'm very happy, and it's been a big win for my business, that that major journalist and media outlet, from Forbes to Wall Street Journal to CBS News, 60 Minutes did a great piece, really highlighting olive oil fraud. So that has really been a big, I guess, a big windfall for my company and my club members. I mean, my club members are always kind of very passionate about what they have and what they're receiving, and they always educate their friends and they let them taste their oil and blow them away. And
yeah.
So
they make great gifts too, because you know, really, you know, I've although I really cherish my olive oil, and sometimes I have an extra bottle, and it's like, wow, you know, people are just really feel. I mean, it's like when you show up for you know, a party or something like that, you know, and you just hand somebody a bottle of artisanal olive oil, it's really appreciated.
That's right. I mean, definitely looking, if you want to avoid some of these frauds that are out there, you could look for independently lab certified to be 100% pure extra virgin olive oil. There are some seals out there and some designations that you could look for as a consumer. Also, sampling the oil and also storing your oil incorrectly, remembering that it's perishable, and heat and oxygen and light are things that destroy the polyphenols in the oil.
That brings us to an issue, which is like, you know, how do you store? Once it's open, and say you're a moderate consumer and you have a decent sized bottle, although I go through my bottles really quickly, it's not great to put in the fridge, because when you know, it's like anticipation, you know, the ketchup commercial, it doesn't come out when it's cold, because olive oil solidifies at refrigerator temperatures.
Right.
Or at least becomes gloppy. So what's a person to do when once they've opened up that olive oil? First of all, I guess not buy enormous, you know, like, you know, Costco, you know, 5 gallon, you know, containers of olive oil that you keep for 2 years. Not a good idea, right?
Yes, that's right. No, I mean, we're talking here about top shelf olive oil that it really has great health benefits and great taste benefits. For those, if let's say you're a smaller user. Our club actually has two different size selections. You can get a 500 ml bottle, which is around 16 ounces, and that typically you last a family of four about a month. Mm-hmm. And then the other size is an 8 ounce bottle, and that will last usually a couple about a month. Who cook? on a normal basis. And people will see their olive oil consumption go up as they are a club member. Oftentimes, people will start at the smaller and then go to the larger just because it's like a sauce that Mother Nature has made for you, this wonderful, healthy, amazing sauce. So people just in the beginning maybe be more reserved. Then a couple quarters, I'll see them change their selection to the larger bottles just because they start putting it on everything.
So you can keep it in on a counter, or I mean in a cabinet in your kitchen, provided it doesn't get too hot. So it's preferable not to keep it in the refrigerator. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of leaving it in the fridge unless I'm not going to be using it if I'm going on vacation for 3 weeks.
Yeah, then you might stow it. Okay.
Yeah, so you don't want to store it near the stovetop. That's key. And you want to keep it away from light. You don't want to put it in a clear cruet. You want to keep it in a bottle. And a lot of my members, if they're heavy consumers, what they'll do, they'll buy the larger bottle, but they'll decant maybe half of it into a smaller bottle, a dark bottle, and fill it all the way up so there's no air inside, and just put a lid on top.
Because it interacts with the air too. Okay.
Yeah, it's the air. So one thing to remember related to our olive oil, I'm talking about the Fresh Press Olive Oil Club olive oils, is they're high in antioxidants. So these antioxidants actually keep the oil from oxidizing while it's open and while you're cooking with it. So our oil, as opposed to, let's say, a standard olive oil you may buy on a store shelf out there. Even cooking with it, a lot of people are concerned about whether to cook with olive oil or not. In the Mediterranean, people fry in it. They do everything in it. But the antioxidants in these oils, for example, in the morning, I cook my eggs in olive oil in a frying pan, and I usually use medium to medium-low heat, and the oil tastes fantastic. It still comes out of the pan green and fresh.
So it's a misconception that the benefits are completely destroyed by heating the olive oil. That is actually not true to a large extent.
Yeah, I believe that's the case, and my taste tells me that as well. I mean, I don't do heavy sauteing with olive oil. Sometimes if I'm doing really heavy sauteing,
you're not gonna do like something, a deep fried KFC in your in your deep fryer with olive oil. Okay, actually, I have a study that I want to share with you on that subject that I looked up for this interview. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Okay, thanks for listening. And back to our interview with T.J. Robinson, the olive oil hunter. So, T.J., we were talking about cooking with olive oil. I actually have a study that I dug up for this. Headline, olive oil is more stable and healthful than seed oils for frying foods. What they say here is that different oils exhibit variable stability when subject to heating. So researchers deep and pan-fried potatoes. By the way, when you make baked potatoes and you make too many and you just save the extra ones and you slice them and you saute them in olive oil, it's delicious. As a breakfast, kind of accompaniment to your eggs. But they did an experiment where they deep and pan-fried potatoes in four different oils, olive, corn, soybean, and sunflower. And they even reused the oils up to 10 times, and they found that olive oil was least subject to chemical alteration and especially resistant to the generation of dangerous lipid peroxides, which are breakdown products of oil that's been overheated and very bad for you. They're pro-oxidant and harmful, so you don't want lipid peroxides. And of course, with this caveat, it's not advisable to overuse olive oil for high temperature frying because there will be some inevitable damage to its polyphenol content. But, gotta say that olive oil with, light touch, not smoking hot. I think when you reach the smoke point, that's where you see damage. can be utilized for cooking as well, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of folks think that all olive oils taste alike, and learning to pair your olive oil yep. with the food that you're preparing,
yeah,
you know, you're talking about those potatoes.
Olive oil pairings, yeah.
Yeah, so like you're talking about those potatoes in the morning, maybe you want something that's a little bit lighter, you know, not something that's very overpowering. You mm-hmm. know, typically in our selections, our curated three-bottle selection each quarter, we send out the mild, the medium, and the bold. And the bold oil, and we have food pairings in our pressing report that talks about how to pair the oils with food and what dishes work and that sort of thing and recipes. But for example, the bold oil goes really great with things like grilled steak and mm. lamb chops. And if, for example, the mild oil goes wonderful with fish. I mean, the lighter flavor doesn't mean light. If mm-hmm. you want to talk about that in a little bit, we can. But the lighter flavor of oil is great with things like fish and chicken and, of course, salmon. I love your salmon and salad diet. That's amazing. And had really good success with that. So I know it's a real great way to liven up the flavor of very simple dishes.
What about a vinaigrette for salad, you know, using apple cider vinegar or using balsamic vinegar, maybe with a little mustard thrown in, some herbs. Which olive oil pairing is preferable? Is the bold? Because I tend to use the bold because I like that strong flavor to come through on salad. Or am I going in the wrong direction on that?
No, absolutely. You know, it's kind of like people talk about wine and would you ever have red wine with fish, for example? And that would be like a no-no. But ultimately, it's not a no-no. It's what you like. So really, it's up to you. I use all the oils on, you know, I'm not a restrictive guy. I don't say like, this is only for this or, mm-hmm. you know, it's usually whatever's freshest and whatever is in my hand. And of course, there are some dishes. Like, for example, if I have a salad that includes any fruit, like right now there are wonderful organic strawberries in the market. Mm. So if I'm making any kind of if I have a little strawberry in my salad, I may use one of the lighter oils that's mm-hmm. more fruity, the mild oil, because it's quite fruity. Sometimes it'll have like aromas like green banana and that sort of thing. So think about your end use and what you're going to go for. And sometimes you can kind of match things that way. But I love those dressing ideas that you talked about. That's really simple and really flavorful. And even if you don't have fresh herbs in the house, this olive oil, this fresh pressed olive oil that's so green and vibrant and flavorful.
It adds herbal notes.
It does. It does. So people will write in sometime if they're a new club member to be like, what is in this oil? What do you guys add to it? It's not just olive oil. And we have to explain, no, it's really just olive oil. There's nothing else in it. It's just, this is an olive oil unlike you've ever tried before. So
it's like a new kind of olive that you crossed with a basil plant or something. You know, it's like a hybrid.
absolutely. But no, it's definitely, you know, people don't realize that, you know, that there are so many differences in olive oil and note of taste for the polyphenols and the bitterness and the spiciness. And yeah, it's a whole new world.
Yeah. Also mentioned another benefit of olive oil and oil in general, but in particular olive oil, is that the secret to absorption of certain super nutritious compounds, let's pick one. Lycopene, for example. Lycopene, which we know is beneficial for the prostate, has an anti-cancer effect. It's found in tomatoes. It's found in watermelon. It is actually best absorbed with oil. The absorption rate of lycopene goes up dramatically. So you eat a tomato, a sliced tomato, and you put some salt on it, fine. You put some olive oil on it, you're going to absorb more. And you're going to absorb even more when you prepare a pasta sauce with a tomato sauce with olive oil in it, because the olive oil is a vehicle for the absorption of these. These are, after all, fat-soluble nutrients that require fat as a vehicle to get into your tissue. So olive oil, you know, clearly is great for sauteing vegetables. And you may say, well, I don't want to put any fat on there because I'm worried about the calories. Don't worry about the calories, because the satiety value of the olive oil will make it so you crave less other stuff. You'll actually feel more full with a plate of grilled vegetables that's liberally drizzled with olive oil than you will if you have them steamed. Isn't that the case?
That's absolutely the case. I have, of course, in my own family, some people that are fat phobic, and I'm always trying to preach my religion of, just enjoy it. You're going to be so satisfied, and it's going to stop. You're going to eat so much less because you're just going to be so satisfied.
Indeed. So let's explain the mechanics of this. How does this work? First of all, we have an offer, and the offer is, we encourage everybody to do this. Hey, I'm sold already, but I want to turn on as many of our Intelligent Medicine listeners to this phenomenon as possible. So you've been generous enough to set up a special offer. Explain that.
So what we have is a trial offer for folks to check out the club. They get their first bottle free. They pay $1 to help us offset the shipping and handling. And that's a very big, incentive for folks to give this a try, because we found that the proof is in the pudding. When people try the oil, they're blown away, and that's the product speaks for itself. I mean, you can check out our Facebook page at Fresh Pressed Olive Oil. You can search for Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club or Fresh Pressed Olive Oil on Facebook and find our newly launched page there to check out what some of our members are saying. You can also go to your link. You have a specific link for just your listeners, which is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Again, that's myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and that's specifically set up for your readers and
which
this
is.
Exclusive
no
offer.
There's no lie.
Good. Well, we appreciate that, and you've been such a loyal friend to our club for so long, and we greatly value that you understand the benefits and you help us get the word out. So people join the club, they try the free bottle, and usually about 3 weeks to a month later, they will receive their first three bottle shipment. And that's where I've traveled around the world to find it. My next hunting trip will be down in Australia. Mm. 3 months later, I'll be in the Mediterranean, in Greece and Italy. And then after that, I'll be in Spain. But what we do, we have just a few bottles that we set aside every quarter after we've fulfilled our club members' orders. Those few bottles we set aside, we allow those to be samples for introducing people to the club and to what fresh pressed olive oil tastes like. So that's how the offer works. It's a $1 offer to help us pay for shipping and handling, and you can take advantage of that at myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
So, and what happens when you become a member of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club? I mean, the deliveries are how frequent? How much do you get? Can you opt for different levels of participation depending on your family size or whether you want to share with friends and other family members?
Absolutely, and thanks for asking. So every quarter, there are three bottles. Every 3 months, there are three bottles of oil delivered to you fresh from the most recent harvest, wherever I'm on the ground. So you get three around 8 ml bottles of oil for $99, and that includes shipping and handling direct to your door via UPS. And then the larger format, which is a great value, is 500 ml bottles. So those are around 16 ounces each. Yeah, half a liter. Those you get three bottles as well, and it's three different selections: a mild, a medium, and a bold. And they all come with the pressing report and the recipes that talk about the producer and the harvest and the challenges and the ups and the downs and photos and recipes and all that sort of stuff. And that you're just in part of an auto renew, so it automates it. It's like one less thing you have to worry about. And I'm out there on your behalf on the ground, touring, tasting, selecting, and curating the greatest olive oil in the world for you. So it's a pretty amazing deal when you think about it. you know, that you get, like, people will pay in a restaurant, I don't know how much for a bottle of wine that they consume in one meal, where you can get a bottle of olive oil that lasts you a whole month that's going to improve hundreds of meals. I mean, just a little splash of it on like almost anything, whether it's from your eggs in the morning or your salad at lunch or your grilled salmon at dinner with just a splash of olive oil. It's really like a sauce that Mother Nature has made for you. And they're all unique and special. And yeah, it's a wonderful experience. I think it's really one of life's pleasures. And I feel so blessed that I get to bring and be part of a club that not only makes people really happy in the taste department, but also makes them a lot healthier. So I feel very, very blessed.
Indeed. And, you know, you remind me, and people have probably already told you this, you remind me of the character Jay Peterman in Seinfeld, you know, the intrepid adventurer and world traveler who, you know, provides long, loving descriptions of each product that he sources in some exotic bazaar in Thailand or in Mozambique or, you know, wherever he finds, you know, some exquisite article of clothing to share with his people in the J. Peterman catalog. But that's what you do for olive oil. And I think it's great because we all need to bring up our OQ, our olive quotient, our olive IQ.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. And is there anything else that comes to mind or any other questions you might have?
Let's just mention once more the destination for the offers. It's myfavoriteoliveoil.com for the $1 offer. And then you can also get more information at Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. .com, correct?
Yes. It's not club. It's freshpressedoliveoil.com. But really the best place to go would be your custom website, because that's where the deal is for your reader. So myfavoriteoliveoil.com. That's where I would go to, because then we treat your folks really special and like all of our club members, but we like to know that there are people really interested in health and their well-being.
Well, yeah, they're already pre-selected because they're into intelligent medicine, and this is a diet that's heavily laced with olive oil is certainly an intelligent medicine choice. So thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate your time, and thanks for participating in the offer for our listeners.
Thank you very much. Look forward to next time.
Yes, indeed. You take care now. That's TJ Robinson. And for the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us.